Okay, it is my pleasure to introduce Johanna. Take it away.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm Johanna Al-Anon, Chaos Creator. I've been very, very, very nervous to do this. Sharing on the 11th step, I was also asked if I could do a little meditation for everyone, which will be my very first attempt at guiding a group meditation. But, well, I'm not alone in this, so it shall be all right. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. I forgot the part of the introduction. I've done the BBA steps 2 years ago, I believe. And in fact, it has been the first time I've ever done the steps. I got lucky to be thrown right into a BBA workshop. It has been an amazing, incredible experience. I was thinking before I should, to talk about how it changed my life. And in fact, if I think about it, my life hasn't changed that much, but my experience of life has changed entirely. It's a different way of living. I was also very lucky to immediately be introduced to a meditation practice that spoke to me. And yes, this is how I've been constantly practicing my 11 steps since having been exposed to it. And now it's been, I think, 1.5 years that I really meditate every day. It says, through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. And this little word improve implies for me that it's a practice. It's not something we ever will have established. It's something that forever will remain a practice. And as every practice, it needs discipline, which it says in the big book, we are undisciplined. I know that this has been true for myself for all of my life, and it has only worked for me to the word discipline, to get a new understanding of it, that has been my little key into finding a way of doing it anyways. And the key I needed was to understand that I make a promise to myself. And discipline means to keep that promise to myself. And if I do not keep that promise, I will have to make amends to myself. This understanding has helped me and still helps me, but has helped me since the beginning of my meditation practice to not see it as a rigid, strict thing that I have to do, but something that I can grow into by trying to keep that promise as much as I can. Another thing in the big book that spoke to me a lot was the sentence, being still inexperienced and having just made conscious contact with God, it is not probable that we are going to be inspired at all times. The first thing was my ego reacting, going, oh, but I'm not new to this anymore. I've done this for a little while now, and I'm still new to the program, working the steps. But still, my ego went in and said, oh. And then I thought about this sentence and why I should go in with an attitude instead of saying, oh, no, this is an attitude. This is an attitude I should keep. I should remain thinking of myself as inexperienced. And not having not having enough of a grasp of what it means to have a conscious contact with God, that I will keep on practicing and go to other levels of it. For me, meditation is, as it is stated, It is a practice of letting go, of letting God. In those moments of quiet, I practice handing it over. I practice the stillness. I practice to hand over, having to do something else, having to think something else. And I connect, I use meditations. By now, different practices have come my way, but I use meditations that focus on the heart center. And that connects me to love. And this is how I connect to my higher power. I also used to use a lot, and still do very often, use the third step prayer as a beginning, actually, to be able to get into the letting go of it. By now, I also have another version that I would like to read to you. It's not a third step prayer, but it's from my meditation practice, and I really connect to it. It's O Master, thou art the real goal of human life. We are yet but slaves of wishes, putting bar to our advancement. Thou art the only God in power to bring us up to that stage. For me, there was incredible freedom in understanding that this is the only goal I have to have and nothing else. And now I would like to try a little short guided meditation, if you're willing to join me. So find a comfortable position. Rest your arms on your thighs. Let your shoulders drop. And then gently close your eyes. Bring the focus to your breath. Without having to change it, just observe. You can observe how it changes by itself, just by your attention. When there's thoughts coming in, let them pass like clouds. If you want to keep your thinking more busy, you can think with every breath in, breathe in, and with every breath out, breathe out. The conscious breathing deepens, the deep breath calms your system. On the height of your heart, in the center of your chest, there is the so-called heart chakra. Chakra is a word for energy wheel or whirl. And you can slowly move your attention there. Connect to the light in your heart. Be aware of it. Like the flame of a candle. feel this vivid radiation in your heart space. Then allow the light to spread in your chest. It doesn't need effort. It only needs your attention. Allow it to spread through your shoulders, your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, wrists, through the hands into your fingers, then allow the light from your heart to spread into your upper belly, bringing warmth to all organs, spreading to the lower belly, into the pelvis, to the hip joints, into your thighs, the knees, the shins and calves, spreading into your ankles, feet, and toes, observe how your body feels different. Then from your heart, let the light spread upwards through your neck, throat, into your head. Let it spread over your face. It clears the eyes, frees the nose, and opens the ears. The light of your heart is the light of your love. And your love is now extended through your whole body. Feel the comfort and safety in your own light. Your own love. Gift yourself an inner smile and rest for a moment in stillness in this presence. Bring your attention back to your breath. Take a deep breath in. And with the experience you've just made, slowly open your eyes. This was the meditation. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Johanna. That was wonderful. Thank you for bringing us that sweet, quiet moment. Very beautiful. Okay, we will now open the meeting for sharing and for questions to anyone from anyone. Please limit your share to under 4 minutes. The topic tonight is step 11, prayer and meditation, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with a power greater than ourselves. If you've not done the work related to step 11 as done through the Big Book Awakening, we ask that you limit your sharing to questions only. This is a crossfire meeting and you can ask a question or a comment on anybody's share. Again, if you're a newcomer to this meeting and to the Big Book Awakening, we'll reserve some time at the end of the meeting for you to introduce yourself or share if you wish to, so we can get to know you a little better. Who would like to go ahead and share?
Hi, Joanna. I'm Tal.
Hi, Tal.
Thank you so much. That was a beautiful meditation. And it's great that you have that subject. I've been a meditator all my life, and I started with mantra-based meditation, and I did it twice every day of my life for about 5 years before I began to drift away in and out. And as I got involved in, well, before BBA and Al-Anon and so forth, I went back to meditation. I read Joe Dispenza's book called You Are the Placebo, in which he healed his spine with nothing but meditation and that concentrated visualization. And that re-inspired me to go back into it. But what I never did with my meditation is I did not pray. You know, through prayer and meditation, I meditated, but I did not pray. And that became obvious to me that that was a big problem. It was a big problem. And now I know better, thanks to BBA. If I don't talk to God in some way or write to God in two-way prayer, I don't go anywhere. And I'm still meditating, but I'm praying with it. And I love where meditation has taken me. And now prayer has taken me further. And I'm much more in a good place because of that. But thank you for that. That was a beautiful meditation. And thanks for giving it to us all. I'm Tal.
Thanks, Tal. Thank you. Who else would like to share on step 11 or prayer meditation? Just go ahead and unmute.
Hi, I'm Jeff, recovered Al-Anon.
Hey, Jeff.
Thank you, Johanna, your blessing. You've been a blessing to me in my recovery. I have a question for you. I actually asked Johanna to speak, and it was based on, we were walking down the street and she was showing me how, to put my hand, one hand on my heart and the other on my solar plexus to open up this chakra. Would you mind answering that or demonstrating? Because I've gotten a lot of good results from it in the weeks since you've showed me.
Is there a question in there? yes, what I had showed to Jeff, because sometimes the experience with different practices as well as meditation can be unsettling and one can feel out of sorts or dizzy. So an easy way to get back into center is to put one hand on the solar plexus but with the palm and one hand on the heart and just imagine to let golden light travel from the hand on the solar plexus towards the heart. And one can do that anywhere at any moment. And it brings a very interesting centering focus. You can all try it later.
Thank you, Johanna.
Thank you, Johanna. Who else would like to jump in? Go ahead, Andy.
My name's Andy. I'm a chaos creator, codependent, and thank you for that meditation, for the description of meditation, and for your pointing out certain details about the way the Big Book describes our experience and our process of moving towards something. And I think you spoke directly to me when you said that a practice is by definition a way to come closer to something that perhaps is never truly achievable. And I was thinking about this idea of conscious contact, and what does that actually mean to me? And some things in our lives are undeniably clear. If I don't disturb anybody by saying this, when I was the first time I took LSD, I asked my friends how I would know when it started to take effect, and they all said, "Don't worry, you'll know." And they were right. But this is an entirely different thing, because I think God speaks to me with a very quiet and subtle voice. And to be unquestionably in a conscious contact is not something I can just point to and say, "There it is, okay, now." And I've been very dedicated to now I'm up to a 20-minute meditation and prayer. Tal, your mentioning of meditation with prayer feels important to me too, that it's a kind of one without the other doesn't fit for me anymore. And the practices of achieving a state where I am no longer in my life, but I'm in a contact, there are so many, I think, and they're cultural, they're contextual, they also work at a different time of day for me. And there was one thing I was reading about where you focus your inner eyes back into a part of your brain that's behind your eyeballs. And the idea was you cannot actually think when you do that. And it's true. When I do that, there's no possible way I can think of anything except that. But I almost get seasick. It's a strange feeling of blocking thought. And then I think you mentioned, Johanna, that there's a nausea or something that sometimes arises. And so I don't do that very often because I don't like that feeling. I'm aware of certain blocks between my chakras. And one of the ones that's the most disturbing is, I think, between my heart chakra and my throat chakra, and I cannot get a full breath. And when I get a full breath, I always think how unbelievably satisfying it is to actually fill my lungs in the way that brings me to this point of relaxation. And that when I feel these blocks, I'm aware, okay, now what's going on in my life that's blocking the movement between my heart and my ability to express what's in my heart. And I think the connection with BBA and meditation and prayer is really beautiful and really strong and a powerful way to leave, for me, my daily life and to connect with principles and with, as Johnny Brenner the other day said, that there's a kind of a way of dealing with resentments that's a contemplative approach. And so thank you for your meditation and for your insights into meditating. It has really helped me to move forward in my own process. Thanks.
Thanks, Andy. Who else would like to share? I'll jump in for a couple of minutes. My name's Judith. I'm a compulsive overeater and an Al-Anon chaos creator. And it's changed for me so much over time. And thank you, Johanna. That was just really beautiful to have extra time to meditate today. I absolutely love meditating now. Like, it's the first thing I do in the morning after I've said a couple of prayers, and then I do some more prayer after it. And I can now say that I can sit for 35 minutes or so, and quite happily I'd go on. And I practice a few kinds. Because I'm seeking power, I'm seeking peace, I'm seeking calm in my experience. And I'm in my meditation, it's quite active, I guess I could say, meaning I have to actively unwind down and allow and permit and try to come to a very still space. And I can't do that on my own. So so a few things. One is that there's this kind of constant contact with power as I'm doing it. I'm literally leaning in and asking for the light. And now I have found this amazing light. And sometimes all I have to do is actually widen this space in my eyeballs, and the light comes bright, like bright. But if I'm clenched, there's darkness. But when I just spread my eyes, like I just open to this third eye, it's enormous amounts of light, and it's beautiful. And I loved how you helped us take it through the body, because that I would like to have that all through my body all the time, all day. This is one of my current practices. I also have some music that allows me to have certain senses come up. I cry a lot during meditation. Tears come a lot now. There's a lot of grief. I think I'm finally having a detachment from a very young child ego that's been running me for a long time, or I've been dragging it around like a blankie. One of the two. And so I see her going, and I'm not running after, and she's not crying back all the time. And it's very sad, but it's a beautiful meditation. It just happens from these notes or things that happen in the music. And when my mind wanders now, I'm more kind to my mind. I think of it more like a puppy dog, like, okay, puppy, come on back. And let's bring you back here, because I used to threaten it, you know, like, get in here, we got to get some meditation done. But now it's more like, okay, there she goes again, little puppy, come back. And that came actually from the Center for Mindful Self Compassion. And that's been an incredible set of new ways of meditating, just really compassionate, loving, kind, bringing to the body a real awareness. And they don't say God, but I include that highest consciousness. So I'm trying to improve my conscious contact with a greater power during my meditation. And then my prayers are pretty much, I say prayers from the steps and have a kind of chat with God every day. And I don't want my prayers to get rote. I can say the third step prayer by multitasking six other items. So I rewrote that out so that my prayer is actually real and solid and means something to me and God. So it's all a practice, and I like to do it. I thoroughly enjoy having the light beam in, and there's so much space for more of it. So with that, I'll pass. Who else would like to share? Just go ahead and unmute.
I'm Daniela, recovered chaos creator. Hi, everyone. Hi, Johanna. Thanks for sharing your experience and that guided meditation. That was really great. I feel like what I understand also is this thing that it's just a constantly opening out process. You know, I mean, I've tried meditation over the years since I was a teenager, so, and it's always changed, and there's been times I've done it more and less, but what's significantly different now for me is this 11-step thing in the morning. Of I do read the pages because I find it a nice framework with which to remember all the different things, praying for others, praying for certain things, asking for things. And then what I like on the bottom of 85 is to say, God, it says step 11 suggests prayer and meditation. I say, God, will you please be with me today in my prayer and meditation? Sometimes I meditate first thing before I read these pages, which is also nice. And sometimes I wait till like page 87 when it kind of talks about the meditation, and that's when I do it. So I just like that it becomes more of like, it's like music or something like jazz, or I don't know, something where I have a framework and then I can improvise in between, see how, what I want, what I need that day. So for me, there's a few meditations I've been using that I've been learning, and that's the other thing that we learn in here, is to learn from people who know about it. So there's, I do from time to time, I go on meditation retreats, and nowadays I can do them on the Zoom, and there's a meditation I've been learning, which is about just checking in with myself, which works well for the program, which is check in with myself about how I'm actually feeling. You know, and then there's a framework with which to touch into those feelings and kind of hold space for them in a way. And I found that like a great diagnostic. I can do that if I'm having a lot of feelings, which in the morning I often do have a lot of kind of disruptive feelings or whatever. So, or ones that aren't going to take me on a ride. So it's good to kind of check in and hold that space and kind of allow myself to feel the feeling without it running away with me. And then yeah, and sometimes it's just about being in my body, you know, just like with the, when I'm having strong emotions throughout the day, if I do, you know, with the disease stuff, like, to really feel, hold space and feel what's going on in my body. So there could be like a body scan meditation, or sometimes just watching the breath, or something simple like breathing in, breathing out, like you mentioned. And then sometimes it's inviting in divine beings into the space, you know, ones that watch out for me personally, the ones I have relationship to, starting with God, and then any representatives that I know, teachers, like it says, here it says, we constantly remind ourselves that we are better people than us are using it constantly and at work. So in my part, I say, please remind me of those who I admire who are using this constantly and it works in their lives, that kind of thing. So I think of meditation teachers, but not only, I think of artists or authors or different guides in a sense, you know what I mean? And that helps me to orientate, with God as my direction. And then people who are on the earth who are doing that work, who are, it could just be people in the room here or whatever. So what used to feel very lonely, which meditation to me just felt like I was being trapped in some like dark closet or something. Oh, when can I open my eyes? This is awful. Now it's like it's a world of its own, you know. And that I'm really grateful for, to have this framework for it. So thanks for sharing your experience, and everybody here for whenever you share your specific experiences of how you approach it. I think it's really helpful because I just want to keep learning about this stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniela. Thanks for sharing yours too. Has anybody got a question, or anybody new want to introduce themselves or pose a question or make a comment? Or somebody would like to share their own experience with prayer meditation or step 11.
Any takers? If not, I'm going to come in.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick share. I'm reminded of As Bill Sees It, where he talks about prayer, meditation, and repeated inventory taken separately are really excellent tools, but together firm an indestructible foundation for living. And that's what I found in this, that the prayer, meditation, and I usually feel like there's that people are usually in one of two camps, that they favor prayer or meditation. For me, it used to be that I favored prayer because I really dig just making up new prayers and asking God and all this stuff, and then turning little things into the big book, like please remove my fear. There are many prayers that are written into the text itself. So in these last 5 years, I took the 5 year, Mark H. says, meditate for 5 years and then tell me you're not different at the end of it. So I took the 5 year challenge. I'm in about year four now. And also, I hope it's okay that I out you, Johanna. Like sometimes I'll go to Johanna and she'll come to me with fifth step things where we'll share, or a 10th step, a repeated inventory where we share these things with another person, and then I'll come home and I'll take it into six and seven, into meditation. I'll bring it to God, because it's not a Jeff powered program anymore. It's a God powered program. So I love this aspect of it. I'd also mention that for me, what was compelling was that Mark H., when I heard him talk about being in a psych ward after 10 years of AA, opening up the big book and realizing that this was the piece that he hadn't really given himself to, the meditation part. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you. Thanks. We have time for one more share. Please let us know how you do your meditation or any question you have to Johanna.
I'll come in a minute, Judith.
Hey, go ahead, Amy.
Hi, Johanna, thank you very much for that. It's interesting because I was actually thinking about this today, because I went to do my morning meditation and I needed to get out and get back for various reasons. And so I sort of did a short 10-minute one, and I couldn't get my mind to settle, and it was sort of hopping all over the place, and I was trying to breathe, and it was sort of more of a box ticking exercise, I think, than an actual conscious contact with God. But what was interesting, one of the things I was going out to do was to do a walk with my dog, and I think walking meditation is something that I forget about. The fact that I go and I usually will spend most of the time I'm walking with my dog thinking about God, and I might be listening today. I was listening to a speaker, somebody sharing at a meeting, and they were talking about the 11th step. And, it just, that kind of happens throughout my day now. And I think it was Dan Sherman that didn't do sort of formal meditation. I think he was the one that did the sort of, he meditated 16 hours or whatever he used to say. And I think that there is an element of that. I definitely do still need the sitting meditation, the slow down and just focus on God. I think I have a bit of ADHD, actually, I'm realizing. But I also, can't just do that. I need God throughout the day. And I realize that may be more of a 10th step issue. But on the other hand, I think the little pauses throughout the day when I just think about God. And like on my walk today, it was lovely. It was a beautiful day. you know, the dog was having a great time, and I just thought a lot about God. And the thing that the speaker that I was listening to said, and it was really interesting, this, he was saying about this word conscious contact, and that conscious, another word for consciousness of God is awareness. And that sometimes that's an easier word to hear and understand. I think it is for me too. I think conscious contact, I get some sort of image of, I don't know, it's supposed to be a certain way, but just awareness, you know, just a thought of God, an idea that just seems much more doable and less sort of airy-fairy to me. So yeah, that's all I've got. And it's great to see everybody. And thanks.
Thank you, Amy. Thanks so much. Well, guys, it is that time of day. So this is all time we have for sharing. The seventh tradition states that every group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. If you'd like to contribute, our treasurer is going to post a link in the PayPal collection box. No, link to our PayPal collection box in the chat box. Your donations go towards our Zoom account, a prudent reserve should we ever start up a face-to-face meeting again, buying literature and supporting BBA events, which we hope to have in the future. We suggest that you make a monthly donation using the option sending to a friend, as not to incur debit or credit card fees. You may need to sign up for PayPal to contribute. If you have any questions, please contact one of the members of the service committee now raising their hands, though Thomas would be your key contact. We are getting, let's see. Okay, so could I have somebody willing to read the promises, which I will put on the screen? Go ahead. Read them.
If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. We're going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity and we will know peace. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. We will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook on life will change. Fear of people and economic insecurity will leave us. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. And we will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Are these extravagant promises? We think not. They are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. They will materialize if we work for them.
Thank you. And let's see. So it's time to close the meeting. I'd like to thank our speaker again, Johanna. Thank you so much. And for taking us through that beautiful meditation and sharing your ideas and thoughts with us. And it's time to close with the seventh step prayer, which I'll go ahead, if you'd like to unmute or stay muted, it's up to you. I'll go ahead and put that on the screen here. Nope, that didn't work. Let's try again. Seventh step prayer, here we go. My creator.
I'm now willing that you should have all of me. Good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my faithfulness to you and my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen.
Thanks, everybody, for coming to the meeting. It's lovely to see you, and we will look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you, Judith. Great meeting. Thank you, Johanna.
Thank you, Johanna. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's do that.
Room for one question?
Yeah, go ahead, Tal.
Okay, this is for you, Thomas. I'm taking down the PayPal connection, and I guess there's no problem in the and the transfer from a dollar to a euro, I assume that's all done. And so PayPal just makes all that work, takes all that work away from me.
I think so. Is it? Thomas?
My connection froze until about 3 seconds ago.
Oh.
From before the end of the meeting, so I didn't hear that.
I would make a contribution to the group through PayPal.
Yeah.
So the question is the difference in dollars to euros, et cetera. PayPal takes care of all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, it just does it automatically, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I figured. All right, well, thank you. I know what to do.
Thanks. Thanks, great, everybody. Thank you. See you soon.
Bye.